When Americans went to sleep January 31st, 1964, this was the number one song on their radios.
I love you. There's nothing to hide.
The next day, everything changed. This is WOGB's Every Single Single. I'm Dan Marcus. I Want to Hold Your Hand was the first successful Beatles song in America. There had been other releases over the previous year on smaller record labels, but none caught on until finally, in December of 1963, it was played by request on a Washington, D.C. radio station.
So Marcia Albert of Dublin Drive of Silver Spring has the honor of introducing something brand new and exclusive here at WWDC. Marcia, the microphone here on the Carol James Show is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the air in the United States, here are the Beatles singing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, yeah, tell you something.
Reaction was swift and overwhelming. Its popularity spread to Chicago, then St. Louis, then it went coast to coast. Demand for the 45 prompted Capitol Records to move up the official release 3 weeks, and instead of pressing 200,000 copies, they pressed 1 million. By February 1st, Bobby Vinton was bounced out of the number one spot, and America never looked back. Even I Want to Hold Your Hand's flip side charted, going as high as number 14.
The Beatles, Every Single Single, 103.1 WOGB.
I saw her standing there, and its flip side were the number one songs in America when the Beatles made that historic first appearance February 9th, 1964 on America's iconic Sunday night television variety program, The Ed Sullivan Show.
And now, here he is, Ed Sullivan!
Thank you, Greg. Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen on the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! Let's...
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
When we come back, the Beatles set a record that has never even been approached, let alone broken, in the 50 years since, when WOGB's Every Single Single returns on 103.1 WOGB.
End of part one. Intermission. End of intermission. Part two.
The Beatles. Every Single Single continues. An exclusive of 103.1 WOGB. Here's WOGB's Dan Marcus.
Seven different Beatles songs were released and charted while She Loves You sat at number one, including one that they had plucked from their nightclub act. John Lennon sang lead on the classic Twist and Shout.
We were performers in Liverpool, Hamburg, and around the dance halls, you know, and what we generated was fantastic, where we played straight rock, and there was nobody to touch us in Britain, you know.
The album being done in one evening was just a matter of finances, and the record company would not let us stay longer than one night in the studio. The first album was recorded in a one long 12-hour session, which the last song to be done was a song called Twist and Shout, which nearly killed me. It was the last song after 12 hours of singing and being in a recording studio, and I was always bitterly ashamed of it.
The trifecta of Beatle number ones was complete with Can't Buy Me Love. From February into May of 1964, only Beatle songs were number one in America. The man behind their music was their studio producer, George Martin.
They weren't really very good when we started, but they were enormously dynamic people. They were, had incredible personalities. They were alternately charming and rude, but they had a tremendous spark with them.
You're listening to The Beatles, Every Single Single on 103.1 WOGB.
Some people thought that I Feel Fine's feedback intro was an accident that was just kind of left in. But studio recording outtakes show that the Beatles, and in particular John Lennon, rehearsed it. It was meant to be part of the song.
We'd still like to do a bit more general type balancing before we record anything. We can either do that one again or go on to another number. But bear with us for a little while.
The Beatles, every single single, 103.1 WOGB.
This is WOGB's every single single. The British version of the Help soundtrack album contained a song unlike any other Beatles song to date. A Beatles song with only one Beatle. Paul McCartney and producer George Martin collaborated on an idea for the arrangement.
When we came to record it, he said, how are we going to do this? I said, well, really, it's such a lovely... I mean, it's a ballad. I don't really see... I can't hear Ringo's offbeat on it, and I can't hear electric guitars. It's not a Beatles song, Paul.
Actually, only me on the record. The other lads weren't on it. And it's through their own desire, because I'd said, OK, you know, here's the song, played it through on acoustic, and I think it was John just said, well, what can we do on that? You know, what can we do? You know, play little guitar solos around it. He said, it'll ruin it. So why don't you do this one like that? You know, so they encouraged me to just be solo on the guitar. And then it was George Martin's idea to put the string quartet on.
He said, ooh, yuck. He said, I don't want Mantovani or, you know, I want any of that nonsense.
Yeah, I said, no way, George, sorry.
I said, well, why not have a small group, a classical... We've got a string quartet, in fact. He said, well, it might work. I booked a string quartet, and that was it. And for the first time, we had a record which only had one Beatle on it, which was Paul McCartney, and four string players.
Observant Beatle fans heard a curiosity at the end of Rain. John had accidentally played a tape backwards on his home machine, liked it, and built the effect into the fade-out of Rain. Again, here's the fade-out. The fade out reverse. This was the start of studio trickery that became a hallmark of future Beatle recordings. By the summer of 1966,
every single single from the Beatles.
But it's nice. Fantastic, right? It's very nice, yeah. I like it.
On 103.1 WOGB. The Beatles, every single single continues on 103.1 WOGB. Here's WOGB's Dan Marcus.
While John Lennon and Paul McCartney had contributed most of the Beatles' new material to their catalog, by 1969, George Harrison was coming into his own as a songwriter. With the release of the Abbey Road album, George Harrison was allowed his first Beatle A-side. Actually, the single was released as another double A-side, and George's Something achieved the number 3 position on the American singles charts. George Harrison.
Writing Something, I wrote the main part of that. And then I sort of just put it on ice for about 6 months because I thought, that's too easy. It sounds so simple. It must be something, because once I got into writing it, the first change, da-da-da-da-da-da, once I made that change, everything followed, just da-da, you know, all those chord changes. So I thought it must be something else, but it wasn't.
This is WOGB's every single single on 103.1 WOGB. Something. The final single release for the Beatles, not surprisingly, hit number 1. In the nearly 6 years since their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, they had sold nearly a half billion singles and albums.
It was magical. I mean, there were some really loving, caring moments between four people. A really amazing closeness. Four guys who really loved each other was pretty sensational.
I'm Dan Marcus. This has been a labor of love for me. Thanks for listening to WOGB's tribute to the Beatles on this, the 50th anniversary of their memorable and historic first appearance on American TV.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.